This one is called Help is on the Way. Have you ever heard the story about the man that climbed onto the roof of his house because the floodwaters had come up over his house? He had prayed, asking God to deliver him from this situation. He saw a helicopter come by, and someone yelled to the man, "Catch the rope! Hold on, and we will bring you to higher ground." The man replied, "Oh no, I prayed, and God is going to help me." He saw a boat come up to the roof, and a man called to him, "Get in, I will bring you to higher ground." The man called back, "No, I prayed, and God is going to help me. Help is on the way." Well, this man drowned. And when he got to the pearly gates of heaven, Saint Peter was there and said, "What are you doing here? You weren't supposed to be here yet." The man said, "I prayed and believed God was going to save me, but here I am." Saint Peter said, "It is recorded here that God sent you a helicopter and a boat. Why didn't you get in?" The man said, "I didn't realize God answered me that way." Peter said, "Okay, go tell it to Jesus. Come on in." When I heard this story, I was reminded of how many times God sends his people opportunities to help them when in distress. Sometimes we don't realize that he is speaking or doing things for us through others. We should remember that he is always watchful of his children. Peter says that the Lord's eyes are on the righteous and his ears are attentive to their prayer. 1 Peter 3:12. James says the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. God wants us to be expectant in prayer, believing in faith that he will answer us. We should be open to the many ways God speaks to his children. I believe that if we are always seeking his face, we will see that he is ever present for us. It could be a song that touches our hearts, a card, a book, a sunny day, a wonderful pastor, doctor, nurse, an ambulance medic, a spouse, child, caretaker, friend, or visitor. God says, "Keep on loving each other as brothers. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it." Hebrews 13:2. Father, I'm so glad that you hear me even before I call upon your name. Isaiah 65:24. Help me to discern the many ways that you help me. Do not let me miss seeing your handiwork in my life. Keep me aware of the many ways that you speak to me. Thank you, Lord, for who you are, in the mighty name of Jesus.